Quick reminder, tonight's broadcast property of the Anaheim Ducks Hockey Club, and rebroadcasted tonight's game either whole or in part without the express written consent. The Anaheim Ducks and the NHL is strictly prohibited. Steve Carroll and Dan Wood here in this segment. We'll bring in Josh Brewster for his thoughts afterwards, but and let's get right to it. It was early on. Detroit gets a power play, and they score just a little past the two-minute mark going by.
Yeah, well, the Ducks took a penalty right off the bat. The game's opening shift, basically. Mason Beaulieu guilty of holding, and that put the Red Wings on the early power play. The Ducks nearly got through the kill, but 17 seconds before the penalty would have expired, Dylan Larkin able to bury a rebound in front after John Gibson had made a right pad save on Dominic Kubalik from the right wing circle. But Larkin gets his third goal of the season. Kubalik and Maurice Seider with the assist. That made it 1-0 Red Wings.
Only goal that Anaheim would get occurred a few minutes after that one by Detroit, and Trevor Zegras had the honors.
Yeah, at the 5:31 mark of the first period, the Ducks got even. Troy Carey did a nice job in front. He got the puck to the net. It wasn't a particularly hard shot. Husso able to make the save with his right pad. Carey, though, kept battling, shook the puck free, and enabled Trevor Zegras to charge in and poke the rebound past Husso. For Zegras, his third goal of the season. Carey and Adam Henrique got the assists. That tied the game 1-1.
All right, our play of the game comes up next. It's brought to you by PDF Tron. PDF Tron, changing the way your business works with documents by giving you the power to automate PDF processing in a secure digital environment. To learn more, you can visit us at pdftron.com. Let's go, Ducks. It's the goal by the former Duck, David Perron, to make it a 2-1 Detroit lead on a power play in that first period. High slot for Larkin. Aronik has it. A pass, a shot, they score! On a one-time rocket, and I mean rocket, by David Perron. He's been doing that the last couple of years with some different teams, and he helps the Red Wings here on a power play go up 2-1.
Again, the Ducks got themselves in trouble with a penalty. This one definitely ill-advised. Ducks goaltender John Gibson allowed Detroit's Adam Ernie to goad him into an extra penalty here. Ernie was sent off for slashing, but Gibson got minors for roughing and elbowing, and the Red Wings capitalized with the Perron one-timer from the left wing circle. David Perron, his fourth goal of the season. Philip Aronik and Dominic Kubalik with the assists on the go-ahead goal for Detroit at 13:28 of the second period.
First period, and only one goal in the second period came off the stick of Valeno early on.
Yeah, and this one was tough to swallow for the Ducks because they really had begun the second period well, had a very strong cycling sequence in the Detroit zone. But wouldn't you know, the Red Wings able to capitalize on a quick counter. Adam Ernie with a nice pass right to the front of the net, and Valeno did a great job getting his stick between the skates of Ducks defenseman Jamie Drysdale and redirecting the puck past Gibson for Valeno, his first goal of the season. Ernie and Paiyush Suter with the assist. That made it 3-1 Detroit.
And then we go to the third period. Another power play tally for Detroit added to their already maybe insurmountable lead at that time.
Yeah, this time it was a too-many-men penalty on the Ducks that put the Red Wings on the power play, and Kubalik only too happy to capitalize with a one-timer from the right side. Sundquist and Larkin the assists at 3:44. That made it 4-1 Wings.
And then the Wings get the final goal off the stick of the youngster Soderblom.
Yeah, the Ducks in desperate straits here late in the third period had to push for offense, and it cost them with defenseman Dmitry Kulikov jumping up into the play. That resulted in a 2-on-1 rush the other way with only defenseman John Klingberg back. John Gibson made the initial save, but Soderblom, the 6'8" player, the tallest in Red Wings history, able to whack in the rebound, his second goal of the season, the assist to Rasmussen at 14:24. That put the finishing touches on a 5-1 Red Wings victory.
We'll take a break. When we come back, Josh Brewster will join the conversation, wrap things up from Detroit, who defeated Anaheim them 5-1 today at Little Caesars Arena. All ahead on Duckstream. That's powered by TuneIn.
On the ice or in the boardroom, winning depends on teamwork and strategy. PDF Tron provides businesses worldwide with tools to process digital documents by increasing efficiency and reducing time spent and money wasted. PDF Tron is changing the way your business works with documents by giving you the power to automate PDF processing in a secure digital environment. Stop sitting in the penalty box filled with paper documents and get out on the ice with high-powered digital document processing. To learn more, visit us at pdftron.com. Let's go, Ducks!
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Here at Total Wine & More, you'll love what you find this Halloween.
Thirsty.
Oh, hey, Frankenstein. Did you enjoy that Cabernet?
Oh, good. Want margarita?
Well, all the villagers are raving about this tequila.
Ooh.
And we have it at the lowest price.
Economical.
Find what you love. Love what you find. With the totally lowest prices for Halloween. Only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. B21.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
We all have difficult times and face challenges. You're not alone. There are things you can do in your daily life to support your healthiest self. Make sure you get enough rest and set a positive mindset for the day ahead. Grab a friend and take some time to get outdoors to breathe fresh air. End your day by jotting down 3 positive things that went well for you. For more resources on ways to build your healthiest self, visit ducks.ocnavigator.org. The OC Navigator is brought to you by the OC Healthcare Agency and the Mental Health Services Act.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Ducks fans, no one has time for auto repairs. Let Olive.com play defense. Ditch the robocallers and score big on auto repair savings with Olive.com. Trust Olive.com and pass the puck on auto repair bills. Breakdowns are 50 times more likely than accidents. If you have a car, cover it, all of it. Olive.com, an official partner of the Anaheim Ducks.
There was this guy who had a close circle of friends. They did everything together. They threw dinner parties, went on fishing trips, hung out at the beach. They were inseparable. But then one of his friends got in serious debt. He needed money. So he set this guy up, framed him, and had him arrested. All for 30 pieces of silver.
Jesus was sold out. He gets us, all of us. Visit hegetsus.com.
Join the coolest club in the NHL, the Wild Wingers Kids Club, presented by Chalk and UCI Health today. Your membership will guarantee you a spot at this year's Kids Club party. Plus, you'll receive an exclusive kit that features a Ducks lunch bag, Wild Wing bobblehead, t-shirt, and much more. Sign up now at wildwingerskidsclub.com.
Chalk believes nothing should put childhood on pause. That's why their physicians, researchers, staff work tirelessly to advance exceptional and innovative pediatric care. By donating to Chalk, you support groundbreaking research, novel treatments, and meaningful patient and family amenities. Help keep kids happy and healthy. Donate today at chalk.org/give. Steve Carroll, Dan Wood, Josh. Mr. Josh, we're going to go to you right away here. When all was said and done, what were your feelings after the 5-1 loss?
Crisis of confidence, guys. Crisis of confidence. You're coming out of the gate. You're taking all these penalties. It's and as the game goes on, it seems like the communication didn't really improve. You know, the late second period, the second half of the second period, looking pretty good, but then Detroit takes back over. Here's the numbers. 65% penalty kill, 10% power play on the season. Your goal differential is now a minus 14, which is last in the NHL. So yeah, I think you have a crisis of confidence here. You can talk about a long road trip. This is the highest level, and you got to raise your level somehow. There were some things the Detroit Red Wings did in the offensive zone, a lot more hitting than we did. And I think the Ducks really need to take a look, line by line, what are we going to do to play better as a unit? I think they have a big opportunity Wednesday against a very good team. I think they'll rise to the challenge and put together something good. This is a very disappointing road trip.
Yeah, and you know, for me, Josh, I look at the road trip, and I can't say that I'm terribly surprised because, again, from the time the schedule came out, you knew this was going to be difficult for a team that is trying to, you know, is not established, is trying to establish itself with a number of new players, a number of young players, and to start with one game at home and then five on an Eastern road swing against some pretty darn good teams. You knew it was going to be difficult. And did we know it would be an 0-4-1 trip? Well, no. You would have hoped for better than that. But I can't say it's terribly surprising, the results. So now the question is, do the Ducks have the intestinal fortitude to fight through this and claw back to try to get back toward the 500 mark? It's not going to be easy, especially with an upcoming schedule that is by no means easy either, with games against the likes of Tampa Bay, Vegas, and Toronto on the immediate horizon. One thing I'm going to be really interested to see, though, as the Ducks continue to try to find the right combinations that will work, from the second period on tonight, we saw Trevor Zegras playing left wing. The Ducks view him as a center. They always have, even though he broke into the league as a left winger. And now tonight they go away from that and move him to the wing and move Adam Henrique back to center, where he has played throughout most of his career. Is that just a one-off for tonight, or does that portend something that's going to be ongoing with Zegras on the wing? We'll have to wait and see, talk to Coach Dallas Aikens about it in the coming days. But I think that's going to be an interesting one to watch.
All right, guys, good job tonight. Josh is getting ready for duck calls. What's that number, Josh Brewster?
Here it is, Steve. I'm so glad you asked. 714-940-2888. 714-940-2888. And again, speaking of numbers, congratulations to Dan on 1,000 gains.
Thank you, sir.
All righty. And echo those sentiments, and we'll see Josh when we get home. Again, 6:30 pregame broadcast. 7 o'clock play-by-play Wednesday, the Tampa Bay Lightning in town. I want to thank Albert Dale for an outstanding job as the engineer up here in Detroit. Thanks for all his help. So for Dan and Josh, I'm Steve Carroll. Again, the final, Detroit 5, Anaheim 1. Stay tuned for Josh Brewster and Duck Calls. And you've been listening to Ducks Hockey Tonight and all road trip long on Duckstream, powered by TuneIn.
You're listening to Live Ducks Audio, and we're here with a hot tip for sports fans. Check out TuneIn. This all-in-one audio platform brings together all the live sports you want. But what if you want to queue up some shows on your time? TuneIn also brings you the sports podcasts you love on demand. Listen to ESPN's full lineup of pods, great shows from CBS Sports, and so much more, all on TuneIn. Plus, because TuneIn's available on all your devices, you're never without something to listen to. Give it a shot. Check out TuneIn today.
If you're a real sports fan, and let's be real, since you're listening to this broadcast, you definitely are, then you have to check out TuneIn. The all-in-one audio platform brings all your favorite sports content together in one place. That's live broadcasts like this one, plus local sports talk. But it's way more than that. If you upgrade to TuneIn Premium, you'll get the best audio sports package available. With live play-by-play of every other NHL game and the top college football games.
From the double pass here. Back to Hall. Got a bevy of blockers in front of him. Hall with a house call. Touchdown.
ESPN Radio, completely commercial-free.
That you can still wait and take a wait-and-see approach. But when you're 73-9 and want an argument...
Plus ad-free music and news just to sweeten the pot.
So, are you ready for the ultimate sports audio package? Check out TuneIn Premium now.
A chart-topping banger in the best way to bring good vibes to your day. And on TuneIn's Today's Hits, we've always got our finger on the pulse of what's hot in music. Like the latest tracks from Dua Lipa, Harry Styles, Bad Bunny, and so many more. Soundtrack your day with a full selection, Today's Hits. So check out TuneIn, the app that lets you hear your world.
Call in and join the program. You're listening to Duck Calls with Josh Brewster.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to Duck Calls, your Anaheim Ducks post-game show on Duck Stream, powered by TuneIn. We're taking your calls, Duck fans, at 714-940-2888. 714-940-2888. Today, Red Wings 5, Ducks 1. Ouch. We knew this would be your tough road trip for a club that's got a lot of guys coming in, new, and obviously some rookies and some sophomores, and we're trying to put together a new Ducks team here. We knew this would be a tough road trip, but I've got to say, I didn't think that 500 would have been too much of an expectation. I really don't. I think that the Devils game was a missed opportunity, and honestly, no disrespect to the Red Wings, I think today was a missed opportunity too. I think that, you know, we have a crisis of confidence here, folks. I'd love to hear what you have to say. 714-940-2888. Now, we have an opportunity Wednesday, and something is telling me, I trust my instincts. Something's telling me that you're going to see a much better Ducks club after a couple days of rest. Little talk about the communication that needs to improve, what the priorities are that need to improve. And I have a feeling that when the bar is set high and the three-time Stanley Cup champion Tampa Bay Lightning come in here, I have a feeling you're going to see something better. Now, that doesn't mean a whole lot today, but I do think that they're going to be able to pull it together. Psychologically, this was not a good game for the Ducks. The vast array of penalties, some of them very undisciplined, and also a too many men call, and you just let the Detroit Red Wings, you let them in. We have a penalty kill that's at 65% right now. We have a power play that's at 10%. Those are numbers that are way, way, way low, and it ranks you very low in the NHL. If that doesn't change quickly, you're going to start to slip. You're going to start to slip away long before Thanksgiving, which is usually a testing point, a benchmark on the season, as it were. But today I thought it was very disappointing that the penalty kill couldn't do more. That is an ongoing problem. Again, want to hear from you here on Duck Stream, powered by TuneIn, 714-940-2888. All right, so we have a caller. Let's go to the phones. You are on Duck Calls, powered by Duck Stream. Who am I speaking with?
Hello.
Who am I speaking with?
Oh, hi. This is David from Anaheim.
David from Anaheim. What have you got for me today on Duck Calls?
Well, just a little disappointed, and, you know, you might not like what I have to hear, but I'm going to have to disagree with you on your last statement saying the Ducks are going to get better. Unfortunately, I can't see them moving forward with Akins. Akins, the way he does, the way he coaches is not aggressive enough. The Ducks need to be more aggressive. They need to push more. Akins doesn't like that. He's pulling them back. They're going back to the old dump and chase. They're not playing. They're not shooting closer to the net. There is no puck control, and if they continue this way, we're not going to see anything. We're going to see them back at the end, back at last place. And I'm sorry,
David,
I think Akins needs to go.
Okay, well, David, you're entitled to your opinion. Let me say this, David. I said I thought they would be better on Wednesday. I'm not going to say, oh, things are just going to get better. I want to see what happens Wednesday. I think they'll scrape together something good Wednesday. Look, as far as Dallas Eakins goes, you know, it's interesting. I have a feeling he's asking for some of the things that you would like to see. He's not getting them. Now, I have said repeatedly on this show, and I actually agree with you, in that this club needs to be much more aggressive, especially, you know, forcing the issue on the penalty killer, forcing the issue in the defensive zone. You know, this game is so fast now. When you're in your defensive zone, I would agree with you, David, you've got to get up in their face as much as possible. The other thing that I would say, and if you look at what the Detroit Red Wings were doing today, I've said this from day one of the season, and I'm not seeing this enough out of the Ducks, is that if you look at what Detroit, let's say they go into the offensive zone, Ducks take possession, and the Detroit Red Wings make it their business to hit whichever forward or defenseman is going to take the puck and turn back around or has just made a pass. They finish their checks in the offensive zone before we all come back the other way. So I agree with you on a lot of points. Now, with regard to the coach, all I can say is, and I think he would probably tell you the same thing, I think, is that these kind of messages that you're asking for are something that have to get in. I really think that that he's going to he will, with regard to your point, I think Eakins will have to prove that what needs to be communicated is going to be set. You know, it was interesting that we played so much better against the Boston Bruins, and you saw some of the things that you described, David. David, is there anything else you want to say before I let you go?
No, just that if Eakins had a time on this and he's really pushing it, you know, it's really taking he's not communicating it enough in a way that the Ducks are taking it seriously, or the Ducks are just not following, you know, if Eakins is saying, hey, you need to be more aggressive. The times they are aggressive, I notice that the penalties start going up.
Well, another thing, David, and thank you for calling the show. I'm going to let you go, but thank you for calling. I'll give Eakins a lot more rope here. I think that these are things that over the last few years I don't think that this is rocket science here. I think that the players have got to pull it together for him, or else the scrutiny will increase on Eakins. So it's one of those things. I think it's got to turn around quickly. I'm also interested to know whether there's going to be a call up or two from San Diego or switch the lineup a bit. One thing that's a recurrent theme here is that, you know, John Gibson's making big saves and not getting the support. And unfortunately, that's been a theme for quite a while. So Ducks have a lot of work to do, and hopefully the players will get the message that the coaching staff is imparting. Let's take a short break here on Duck Calls, and then when I come back, I'm going to take more of your calls at 714-940-2888. Stack up your calls right now, because I'm going to be pulling up a guest in just a little while, but what I'd love to hear from you, it's a 1-4-1 start from the Ducks. What's your prescription for success? What do you think of what's gone down so far? What do you think of the upcoming week? It's your show. Give me a call, 714-940-2888. Duck Calls.
That is amazing.
That's the sound of Christy getting a random act of helpfulness. The helpful SoCal Honda dealers are getting an e-bike for her daughter with bone cancer, and we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with great deals on select certified pre-owned Hondas, like 1.99% APR financing and 24/7 roadside assistance. Visit SoCalHondaDealers.com to find the helpful Honda dealer near you. For well-qualified buyers on approved credit through Honda Financial Services, expires 10/31/22. Length of contract limited. Roadside assistance available for the duration of the certified pre-owned limited warranty.
On the ice or in the boardroom, winning depends on teamwork and strategy. PDF Tron provides businesses worldwide with tools to process digital documents by increasing efficiency and reducing time spent and money wasted. PDF Tron is changing the way your business works with documents by giving you the power to automate PDF processing in a secure digital environment. Stop sitting in the penalty box filled with paper documents and get out on the ice with high-powered digital document processing. To learn more, visit us at pdftron.com. Let's go, Ducks!
Support comes from UCI Health,
home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste. Sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton and Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big, official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
We all have difficult times and face challenges. You're not alone. There are things you can do in your daily life to support your healthiest self. Make sure you get enough rest and set a positive mindset for the day ahead. Grab a friend and take some time to get outdoors to breathe fresh air. End your day by jotting down 3 positive things that went well for you. For more resources on ways to build your healthiest self, visit ducks.ocnavigator.org. The OC Navigator is brought to you by the OC Healthcare Agency and the Mental Health Services Act.
Help your Ducks make a positive impact in our community by supporting the Anaheim Ducks Foundation. Since 2008, the Anaheim Ducks Foundation has been facilitating and supporting programs that produce positive change for Southern California families by providing educational opportunities, broadening access to the sport of hockey, and addressing the health and wellness needs of the community. Each year, the Anaheim Ducks Foundation hosts a variety of special events, as well as exclusive in-game fundraisers. Stay up to date and follow the Anaheim Ducks Foundation on Instagram and Facebook, or visit AnaheimDucks.com/foundation.
Welcome back to Duck Calls on Duck Stream, powered by TuneIn. I'm your host, Josh Brewster. Join the Wild Ringers Kids Club, presented by Chalk and UCI Health today. Your membership will guarantee you a spot at this year's Kids Club party. Plus, you'll receive an exclusive kit that features a Ducks lunch bag, Wildling bobblehead, t-shirt, and much more. Sign up now at WildRingersKidsClub.com. WildRingersKidsClub.com. Ducks forwards need to sign up for helping the defense out when they pinch in the offensive zone. That is something that has created some odd man rushes that have not been welcome at all. Happened today. We left John Klingberg alone. There's a number of examples of this, but boy, we were actually, you know, we've been better at that, by the way. And I'm not going to ascribe this to the tough road trip. When we have a defenseman pinching in, trying to make something happen, we've got to get back. Somebody's got to get back and cover, and because you absolutely have to have goals by defensemen, especially in this day and age. You always did, but especially in this day and age. And we're going to need more of our defensemen to be rovers out there if they have to and create some offensive opportunities. Guys got to get back. Played pretty well as a 5-man unit against the Boston Bruins, and I think we were rewarded. We got a standings point, took the game to extra time, and then lost in the skills competition, which isn't really a loss, right? So the confidence crisis, the guys are just going to have to look at each other. I don't think that what Akins is asking for the club to do is too terribly complicated. And hopefully they will be able to play together and more coherently. You know, you can see the scrutiny that the coach gets when you start 1-4-1. Already got a call about that. But, you know, it's a tough start. I mean, 9 of your first 12 are on the road. So you're already kind of up against it going into the season here. All right, I'm going to get you caught up on some of the out-of-town scores. Please give me a call at 714-940-2888, 714-940-2888. A couple other thoughts. You know, oh, by the way, Trevor Zegras did get a goal today. Great to see his third goal of the season. That was very good to see. We'll see what the lineup card says Wednesday night. I'll be very interested to see what gets shaken up. But, yeah, the penalties and the undisciplined penalties – Not good. So we gotta clean this up. All right. In a couple minutes here, I'm gonna be giving a call to Leon Raffner. ace hockey reporter, Leon Raffner, a guy who knows hockey very, very well and has been on the show many times. Love having him. Great hockey talker. Let me catch you up on some of the activity today and Sunday in the NHL. Right now, the Sharks and the Flyers are underway. They're in the second period. It's nothing-nothing. Flyers continue to start strong. Blackhawks over the Kraken today, 5-4. Boy, I thought the Kraken had them, but in the end, it was a two third-period goals by the Chicago Blackhawks, 5-4 in Chicago. The Blue Jackets 5, the Rangers 1 at Madison Square Garden. So the Rangers now fall to 3-2-1. Looked so good coming out of the gate, but the Blue Jackets now move up to 3-4-0. It's Zach Werenski leading the way, starting the Blue Jackets off. And they get back in the winning part of the ledger. Boy, I'll tell you, Patrick Laine comes back. I think that's going to be pretty significant. You know, you got Johnny Hockey there now. And I'm interested to see what happens as the season unfolds with the Blue Jackets. Panthers 3, Islanders 2. So the Panthers, goals by Lomberg, Lewis Staron, and Lundell. Two goals by Anders Lee today for the New York Islanders. All right. Well, right now I'm going to bring up my guest, ace hockey reporter.
How are you doing tonight, buddy? Hi, Josh. I'm doing pretty well.
Good, good. Well, I'll tell you what, everybody's heard from me. Why don't you start us off with your take on the game today?
Okay. Well, first of all, I agree with some of the things that Dave from Anaheim said, but the way I saw the game, there are actually a lot of positive takeaways from this game. If I were to give my three stars, I'm getting some feedback here in the phone. Anyway. If I were to give my three stars, I would look at some of the things that the Ducks did well in this game. Number one, John Gibson. I thought he had a great game. You know, you look at him in the first period, he comes, he makes a big save, comes out of the net. He neutralizes all that with the double minor, which I thought was excessive. I think the officials are just trying to get a hold of the game at that point. He makes another big save later in the period, like a snap save on Dylan Larkin. Then on the PK, he comes out way out of the net and stops a breakaway by Suter. So I thought he had a pretty good game. He's holding him in. And on that fifth power play or fifth PK kill, you know, the too many men on the ice, he makes that diving save across the ice, the stop, you know, a sure goal. And again, even though the save percentage is not doing too well and the Ducks' goals against are not doing well, he's playing great. What do you think?
I agree. I mean, there's no question that he is the MVP on this club, if you can call someone an MVP this early in the season. He's carrying the club. It's also interesting, Leon, if you want to look at the numbers between Gibson and Stolarz are basically the same. So this is a team issue, and they don't have stats for big saves, at least not prominent stats for big saves, but he has certainly made a lot of big saves. You know, stats don't do us a really good job of telling us the when. They tell us that something happened, but they usually don't tell us very well the when or how big it was. So, no, I agree with you, and I think that I've tried to count this, because this is what I think about all day. I've actually tried to count this, Leon. I really think that two-thirds of this league would be very happy to have John Gibson. So, you know, I'm happy to have him, and I thought it was a bad call today. I don't remember a goalie getting the double minor in any recent memories of mine. So, no, I would agree with you, and I think that he's been carrying the water, and I wouldn't even bother looking at the numbers, quite honestly, right now.
So, my second star, I would give it to Troy Terry, and maybe not to Zegras, even though he scored the goal, but Terry made that possible. He's going to the net, and he's making things happen.
Yes.
And later on in the period, he took a little skate behind the net, behind the Detroit net with the puck, just showing his ability in stick handling.
I want to interrupt you just a second. I agree 100%, and I don't know if you've noticed this, Leon. I'm sure the fans have. Troy Terry's patience with the puck is even at a higher level than it was. And he's really seeing the ice even better than in his 37-goal season last year. I think he's actually taken a step up in terms of how he sees the ice and his patience.
that's exactly what I was coming to next, is that when you look at the very first goal the Ducks scored this season, the opening game with Troy Terry, he gets the puck in front of the goaltender, and it's like watching Timo Solani. He's playing the goaltender. He doesn't just blindly shoot the puck. He's thinking very quickly, but he's thinking about what to do with the puck, and he scores the goal. And you see him when he goes around stick handling and skating, that he's got his head up, and he's looking where he's going, and he's making those plays happen. And he's been consistent throughout, you know, this road trip.
Yes,
and the opening.
I agree.
I think he's been great.
No, I agree. So, now, Leon, did you want to make another point? Go ahead. I had a question.
Well, I have one more third star that
go ahead.
Maybe a little
third
more
star.
Controversial. I'd take Max Jones because he's another player who I feel has been consistent throughout the Ducks' trip. He doesn't let them down, although the penalty wasn't great at the end. He gets a little rough sometimes, but he never gives up. You know, I watched Max from the time he's played with the Gulls, and no matter what the score is, he goes out there and he gives 110%. And I thought he's played very well. He took the puck away in the corner from Soderberg. I think he does a lot of little things, and he makes that fourth line very successful. So I don't think problem.
I'm with you on this. And by the way, I'll point out that Max had 6 shot attempts today. He led the Ducks in shots with 4. I'm a big believer in shots on goal. Some people say I overstate it. I don't overstate it. Shots on goal tell you a lot of things. Max Jones, yes, and I'm going to say this. I would challenge this fourth line with Derek Grant and Max Jones, and for now at least Pavel Regenda. I think they have an opportunity to be a very effective fourth line. And what I just described today was Max doing, you know, getting 6 shot attempts in 12 minutes and 23 seconds of ice time. It's not like he's getting tons of ice time. He's a fourth liner. But I agree with you. And by the way, Leon, we need his heft, okay? If you look at I mentioned this before you came on the air. If you look at how the Detroit Red Wings finished in the offensive zone, when the puck was going to come back our way, okay, and we're trying to make our way out of our zone, the Detroit Red Wings made a point of laying a hit on one of the Ducks or 2 of the Ducks on the way back out of the zone. And you've got to bring that because there's too much track meet action with the Ducks, Leon, and I think that one thing is the physical game, but also the physical game in the offensive zone. Finish a check. If you think it's coming back, if you think the opponent's going to come, finish a check. Make it a little harder for them to come out of their zone. The Ducks are not doing that, Leon.
Yeah, and I agree with you, but I don't think it's merely, and again, going back now, going to the negative side, if you look at the progression of these games, their defensive play has actually improved. And I fully agree, they're not back-checking, and that's a big problem. Ben Chiarot had a great night, you know, hitting Ducks all over the ice. But if you look at maybe the Islander or Ranger game, the Ducks were coming back defensively and making like a little box, like they're shorthanded, and they're getting away from that and they're spreading out a little more. But I'd like to see more of a trap game, and they've got to slow the opposition in the neutral zone and stop them from racing across the blue line, because that's when they start chasing the play.
Yeah, very good point. I think the Ducks do need to be tougher at their own blue line. And one other thing, Leon, I said before you came on, you can give me your thoughts on this. We have to get our act down to the point where, look, when Cam Fowler tries to go to the net, tries to go deep in the offensive zone, make a play, any defenseman, Kulikov, it could be anybody. We've got to have the mentality that at least one of the guys has got to cover for him, because this being caught in the odd man rush a little too often, it's getting to be a bit much. And I just think that I welcome the defense, Leon, at almost all times. I welcome the defense for coming in and trying to go to the net. I welcome it. But that means you got to come back. Someone's got to come back.
I absolutely agree. And I think a lot of that has to do with the time playing in the game together. When you have a lot of new players and the new things, the pieces around, they don't know where to go to cover. And I think that's a lot of the defensive problem, and that's a lot of the problem. Like Cam Fowler got caught up the ice tonight. But he did the right thing going and taking that shot. But when it comes back the other way at high speed, you have a problem.
Yeah, no, we have to have it. There's no question we have to have it. And in this NHL, you have to have it. You have to have a defense that can do all of this. So, Leon, why don't we – I want to talk to you about a couple NHL things. But before we move off of that, why don't you tell me what you see coming up this Wednesday? I think, and this is – I know this is going to be way too optimistic for some people. But I think this is one of those games where – because I don't believe in all that home cooking nonsense. Usually the home cooking doesn't quite work out. But they're going to play Tampa Bay. They know they're going to have their act together. They're going to want to show well. It may be a couple lineup changes, but I have a feeling they're going to put together more of what we saw against the Bruins against Tampa. I think they're going to play up to the competition. Why don't you tell me what your thoughts are?
Well, I hope so, but you know, Tampa's on a roll right now. They just had two wins in a row. I don't remember exactly what their record is, but Stamkos is off to a big start. Perry got a goal the other night. Between Kucherov and getting to see Pat Maroon again, they're playing pretty well. I think it's going to be a big challenge for them. You know, even if they lost Ryan McDonough, the team's got a lot of depth, and they have fantastic goaltending, not just great goaltending. They have maybe the best goaltending in the league next to the Rangers. So it's going to be, you know, you have two goaltenders going to basically neutralize each other, and it's probably going to be a game that might be decided by the third or fourth line play.
Indeed, and I also think it's going to be absolutely imperative for the Ducks to keep their feet moving and stay out of that box. I know that's the obvious comment, but it is absolutely imperative. There's just the special teams is not going our way, and we've got to play smarter. Tampa comes into today's action 3-3-0, and as you mentioned, they've won two straight. Leon, let's bounce around to a couple of NHL topics before the end of the show here. I got to look at the Vancouver Canucks. Last night, three fans tossed their jerseys onto the ice. And Jim Rutherford, they lost to the Sabres last night, who had an amazing road trip. The Canucks are now 0-4-2, and President Jim Rutherford said, we may very well be in a rebuild in the direction we're going. And Jim Rutherford, as you know, Leon, is not a guy who has hesitated to pick up the phone.
Yeah, but, you know, again, with Vancouver, you look how good the Sabres suddenly are. So how much is it the Sabres' effort, you know, with their players stepping up? They picked up good goaltenders. They're turning things around. I still think Vegas got the better deal of the Alex Tuck trade. But Vancouver, I don't know if they're going to get it. They've had a long and suffering 10 years, let's put it that way, ever since they lost in the finals to Boston. So I don't know if they're ready to suddenly dump everybody and start over. They certainly have some great assets, you know. Bo Hovart, you know, scoring, he's playing well. They didn't really do a lot in the offseason either. So what do you think of the moves? And Brock Besser, you know. It's not like they don't have good pieces they can move if they want to, but I don't think they're going to toss out their stars.
It's interesting. It's certainly going to serve as quite a warning to whoever is wearing a Canucks jersey. At this point, if he's hinting at a rebuild, you have to wonder whether it'll wake some people up. And I know Bruce Boudreau doesn't have much hair to pull out of his head, but he's pulling it out right now. Let's talk about Joe Pavelski here. I thought it was significant that he got his sixth career hat trick Saturday night in Montreal. 38 years old, 81 points in 82 games last year. You know, we marveled at what Teemu Selanne was able to do after the age of 35. He was basically just as productive as before he was 35. And, you know, so I've got to give a tip of the cap to Joe Pavelski and obviously his new coach, Peter DeBoer in Dallas. But, boy, Leon, Joe Pavelski is one admirable dude. I mean, this is a guy who has always brought it. And for him to be bringing this at his age, I think it's quite significant.
Well, he's in incredible shape, you know, and he's really taking Dallas, I think, where they haven't gone. I didn't expect him to be this good so early, so I think they're maybe one of the surprises of the early part of the season. I think they're going to be good. Their goaltending, you know, between Ottinger and Wedgwood might be good enough to get him someplace, you know, now they've had some goaltending problems the past couple of seasons. So they might be good enough to move along. It's the question of how well the team plays.
Indeed. So let me ask you now about the NHL's new Iron Man. As of tomorrow, assuming he plays, which you know he will, Phil Kessel is going to play in his 989th straight game, which means we're going to see him play 1,000 straight, most likely in a month or two or whatever it is. But, boy, Phil Kessel, you know, I'm going to say again, for a guy who as a very young man, had to fight cancer and has, you know, people chuckle. They think he's not in the greatest shape. But somehow he is the NHL's Iron Man. He just refuses to not play. He's always been useful no matter where he's gone. I don't know if his production will pick back up again, but you got to admire a guy like Kessel, yeah.
Well, the thing I really admire about him is after the hard time he got in Toronto when he played there and Ron Wilson implied he was uncoachable and they had that whole controversy about that.
Yeah.
Then what does he do? He goes to Pittsburgh and he wins a couple of Stanley Cups. So the guy is a great athlete.
Yeah.
He doesn't look like it, but you can't tell by looking.
And you know what? I'll also see. And you know what, by the way, speaking of Ron Wilson, Ron Wilson's former boss, you know the guy, Brian Burke, he always said, you know, to the Toronto fans who thought they gave up too much, he said, I'll make that Kessel deal anytime. I would make it again, and I would make it again. So, all right, Leon, I'll tell you what. Why don't we finish up with some thoughts about what the Ducks can do, what's the most important thing to fix right now. Give me a little prescription for success for the Ducks as we come home and going to face Tampa on Wednesday.
Well, my number one thing is they need to clog up the neutral zone and do some back-checking. I think that would fix a lot of the problems. And, again, I see improvements. I see when they're playing in their own zone and they're getting someone up against the boards to try and get the puck, they're moving a second or third guy in to back them, and they're trying, and they need to get between the puck and the opposing players on the other team to break up those passing seams. And I see more of that happening, and progressively it's getting better. And I think with the high level of speed and skill that some of these players have, I think they can definitely turn it around.
All right, I'm saying, you know what, Leon, I'm going to say bring in the sandpaper as well. I'm going to add bring in the sandpaper, man. And I like your point about the neutral zone because that is very much where it's at, on the defensive zone, defensive blue line and in the neutral zone. And bring in the sandpaper in general, man. We got to lay some body-on-body contact. Leon Rafner, you are always an awesome guest, and I really appreciate you joining me on Duck Calls.
Hey, thanks for having me, Josh. It's been fun.
All right, there he is, Leon Rafner. I'm going to talk to you on Wednesday. Thank you so much for listening to Duck Calls on Duck Stream. I hope you're enjoying the full slate of 24/7 Ducks content. And can't go wrong with Duck Stream. I just love the idea that it's 24/7 Ducks. It's all I'm thinking about all day anyway. And one last time, Dan Wood, congratulations on your 1,000th game. It's been always great working with you, and I look forward to another 1,000 games. Have a great rest of your Sunday night, folks. I'll talk to you Wednesday. Get ready. Big game. Be there at Honda Center. I'll see you there.
Sometimes you just need an uplifting song to brighten your day. And that's where TuneIn's curated Mixed Light Station comes in. Every day, we're playing a mood-boosting selection of today's best adult contemporary tracks from your favorite artists like Adele, Maroon 5, Coldplay, and more. Also, you can soundtrack your day with good vibes only. Check out TuneIn now.
You love listening to live hockey, but what happens when you've got to hit the road? Whether you're heading to work, hitting the gym, or anywhere else, you can listen to Ducks content on all your devices with TuneIn. That's the all-in-one audio app that brings you top hockey, breaking news, your favorite podcasts, and so much more on all the devices you've got. We're talking smartphones, tablets, laptops, smart speakers, and even in-car entertainment systems. That way, your favorite audio and your favorite sports are never out of reach. Give it a shot. Grab TuneIn to take your audio with you.
The music you love is the key to a great day, and the best place to hear music for every mood from every genre is TuneIn. This all-in-one audio app brings together top curated music stations, spinning today's hits, top country tracks, the best in Latin hits, and anything else you want to soundtrack your day. Plus, if you upgrade to TuneIn Premium for a low monthly price, you'll keep the good tunes and the good vibes going without any ads. So if you're looking for your next party soundtrack, look no further than TuneIn.
The hottest tracks from today's Latin artists make for a soundtrack that boosts your mood and gets you moving. And TuneIn, the all-in-one audio app, brings you a curated selection as part of our exclusive Latin hit station. Hear the best from J Balvin, Ozuna, Becky G, Shakira, and so many more every single day. Plus, you can go commercial-free with TuneIn Premium. So heat up your soundtrack now with Latin hits only on TuneIn.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
The Anaheim Ducks are back on the ice, and this season you can be in the stands to experience it all live.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
Shop a wide variety of seats for every match from Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks in the NHL, and make sure you don't miss a single moment. And rest assured, if your plans change, Ticketmaster has you covered. You can securely sell your seats to other fans with just a few taps. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
NHLShop.com, the official online store of the National Hockey League, and the world's largest selection of officially licensed NHL fan gear, with unique one-of-a-kind designs by Fanatics, Adidas, and all the latest styles for every NHL team. Don't miss out. Shop now and get today's special offer. NHLShop.com, a Fanatics experience.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit BPBI.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Ducks fans, no one has time for auto repairs. Let Olive.com play defense. Ditch the robocallers and score big on auto repair savings with Olive.com. Trust Olive.com and pass the puck on auto repair bills. Breakdowns are 50 times more likely than accidents. If you have a car, cover it, all of it. Olive.com, an official partner of the Anaheim Ducks.
On the ice or in the boardroom, winning depends on teamwork and strategy. PDF Tron provides businesses worldwide with tools to process digital documents by increasing efficiency and reducing time spent and money wasted. PDF Tron is changing the way your business works with documents by giving you the power to automate PDF processing in a secure digital environment. Stop sitting in